From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it is caucus day in Iowa, and in a matter of hours we'll have the results of the first real contest of the 2008 presidential campaign. Both the Democratic and Republican races are up in the air. On the Democratic side, polls indicate a three-way race among Barack Obama, John Edwards, and Hillary Clinton. For the Republicans, the question seems to be whether Mitt Romney can hold off the once long-shot candidacy of Mike Huckabee. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Des Moines. And Mara, what are you watching for this evening?
Well, there are a lot of variables, Robert. The first one is always the weather. Today, however, it's clear and very cold, but nothing inclement to stop people from coming out. And turnout is the number one variable. The question is, will there be a lot of independents and non-Democrats and young voters coming out? In which case, that could help Barack Obama. Will a lot of blue-collar women turn out? That could help Hillary Rodham Clinton. And on the Republican side, we'll be watching to see if there is a lot of evangelical voters that would help Mike Huckabee. The other thing to watch for, particularly on the Democratic side, is who is the second choice of the second-tier candidates. On the Democratic side, if a candidate does not reach 15% of the caucus participants in most caucuses, they have to either go home or pick another candidate. And already, Dennis Kucinich and Bill Richardson have said that Barack Obama will be the second choice of their supporters if they don't reach 15% in those caucuses.
Mara, is it fair to say that in a caucus, as opposed to a primary, that turnout and organization are more important?
Well, of course. First of all, in a caucus, at least on the Democratic side, you don't just go to the polls. You have to go to your precinct and stay there for about 2 hours. And that takes some work to get people who are willing to do that. On the Republican side, the process is much simpler. They just go and drop a piece of paper in a box and go home. But it's not just getting people out. It's also distributing the bodies of your supporters correctly, because the Iowa caucus system on the Democratic side is much more like the Electoral College than the popular vote. The number of delegates that people get are not based on the number of people they turn out. It's based on a complicated formula based on the turnout among Democrats in the last two general elections. So in other words, if you get a tremendous turnout in a previously poorly performing precinct, It doesn't give you any extra delegates. It's kind of like Democrats turning out 10 million extra votes in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the last minute buzz you're hearing about the candidates? First, in the Democratic race.
Well, the buzz is that, as he has been getting all along, very big crowds for Barack Obama, bigger than Hillary Clinton's. The big question, we're now going to finally find out the answer, is can he turn those crowds into votes? I would say there is cautious optimism in the Obama camp. I think there's a lot of nail-biting and frustration among Hillary Clinton supporters, very concerned here. And, of course, John Edwards has staked everything on doing well in Iowa.
He's been out there for years campaigning.
Yes, ever since 2004. Yep.
And Republican buzz?
The Republican buzz is that Romney might finally have kind of beaten back the Huckabee surge with this barrage of negative ads. Romney is feeling cautiously optimistic. Huckabee is already downplaying expectations, saying that a second place finish here would be great for him. The other thing that you're hearing a lot about is John McCain. He has barely campaigned in the state, but he has come back in the last couple of days because he's been moving up in the polls. If he comes in as the number three here, that will give his campaign a very big boost.
Well, we have to settle for buzz for a couple more hours. We'll get some facts after that. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from Des Moines.